Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
France is America's oldest ally, declared President Donald Trump as he welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House. In the American Revolution, French support helped the United States to seize our destiny as an independent nation. And in the First and Second World Wars, noted President Trump, our citizens shed blood together on the battlefields of Europe. Now it's time to end another long-running war, the one between Ukraine and Russia that is ravishing European soil, said President Trump.
It's time to end this bloodletting and restore peace, and I think we're going to do it. We've had some great conversations, including with Russia. Since my return to the White House, we've made more progress toward that goal in 1 month than occurred in the past 3 years. And I've spoken with both President Putin and President Zelensky.
Our focus is on achieving a ceasefire as soon as possible and ultimately a permanent peace, said President Trump.
I'm also pleased that President Macron agrees that the cost and burden of securing the peace must be borne by the nations of Europe, not alone by the United States. And Europe must take that central role in assuring long-term security of Ukraine, which they want to do.
Throughout the war, the United States has provided far more aid to Ukraine than any other nation, declared President Trump. We've spent more than $300 billion, and Europe has spent about $100 billion. That's a big difference. And while we've given vast amounts of military aid and money in form of grants, much of Europe's contribution has been economic relief structured as loans for which they'll be repaid. Like the Europeans, I believe that taxpayers in the United States also deserve to recoup the colossal amounts of money that we've sent, said President Trump.
That is why we must have an agreement with Ukraine on critical minerals and rare earths and various other things as security.
It's my hope that my greatest legacy, said President Trump, will be as a peacemaker and a unifier. I want to bring peace, not war.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.